Welcome to the In That Moment podcast, where we believe women can overcome anything, but sometimes you just need a little help from someone who's been through it before. My name's Emily, and I'm a career coach ready to help you find your inner confidence and build your personal brand so you can turn your dream career into a reality. On this podcast, we'll talk to some incredible women about the defining moments in their career, how they handled it, and the steps that led to their success. So if you want to climb the corporate ladder, make a career pivot, launch a business, or maybe you're still trying to figure it all out, don't sweat it, girl. We'll help you get there. Girl, can you believe that we're already a quarter of the way done with the year? I feel like it was just yesterday that we were talking about our 2024 goals and making plans for what this year would hold, and now 3 months have gone by. And I am so excited for today's episode, but before we get into it, I wanted to let you know that I still have a few spots left in my accountability coaching program where I work one-on-one with you to help you take all of the goals, all of the marketing ideas, and the things that you need to get done in your business out of your head into a digital project plan that I'll build with you and then help keep you accountable to getting them done. There's a stat that says having an accountability partner increases your chance of success by 95%. So if you feel overwhelmed by all the things you know you need to get done, or you find yourself creating a bunch of to-do lists but not actually getting the things on that list done, then either slide into my DMs on Instagram, shoot me a message on LinkedIn, or fill out the form on my website, and let's help you move into Q2 feeling like you have a solid plan and someone to help you tackle it. Think of it like this. Have you ever needed to do something and just kept putting it off and putting it off, and then you got super anxious and hit that analysis paralysis stage where you'd rather do literally anything else? And then when you finally get yourself to do it, it doesn't seem so bad and your anxiety and stress is immediately gone. Because that's exactly what my clients tell me when they work with me. They just need that extra push to put all the things that they're overwhelmed about on paper, break them down into bite-sized tasks, and then hold them to the dates to get them done. It's a 30-minute bi-weekly standing meeting on your calendar with me to light that fire in you to get shit done. So if that sounds like something you'd be interested in, I'd love to hear from you. And now let's jump into today's episode. So this podcast has been all about pivots and giving you solid advice to help you grow your business or your career. And I can't believe it has been 6 months since I launched last year. And it has been so much fun hearing stories from some incredible businesswomen and entrepreneurs. And I hope that you loved the episodes as much as I have. So today I want to talk about pivots a little bit more because I've been talking with a lot of women who find themselves in a transition period, but the visceral reaction feels more negative or like they've let everybody down, as opposed to excited about what the future will hold. So for example, maybe you've had a wildly successful business or career, and yet you're feeling the pull in a new direction towards something completely different. But there's this little voice in the back of your mind saying, are you crazy? Why ruin a good thing? Or maybe you launched something, a new service in your business, a course, maybe a podcast even, and it just doesn't feel right or aligned anymore. But that voice is saying, but you spent all this time building it. It's going to be for nothing if you don't keep going. Or maybe you haven't launched or started marketing your services or whatever it is that you're passionate about. But you're met with roadblocks at every step of the way. And that voice comes in hot saying, maybe this is a sign to try and hold you back. If you can relate to any of these, I'd love to try and help you reframe your mindset a little bit and put the positive back into your next pivot. I was having a conversation with someone recently, and they were talking about how they were feeling unfulfilled in their current career path. Like they had gotten as much as they could out of the company they were working for and felt like it was time for a change. But they felt guilty about possibly leaving because it was her dream job when she started a couple of years ago. And we ended up having a really great conversation about how amazing it was for her to find that dream job, how it helped her evolve to the woman she is now, and how it will help her find her next dream job. Because as humans, we experience new things every day, things that build our skills, our confidence, and our desire to continue growing. And if we're growing every day, it's only natural that our dreams will grow alongside us, right? It doesn't take away from her finding her dream job a couple years ago, but as she evolved in that role, she knew she was meant for more. She had clarity on what that next dream was and was excited to go make it happen. And we talked about how you can not feel guilty, but see it as creating an opportunity for someone else to get their dream job by leaving that role. In a couple of minutes, we turned something that had been weighing pretty heavily on her into something positive, not just for her, but even the girl coming up behind her. And so if you're going through a transition, either in your career or as a business owner, is there a way to let go of whatever is holding you back right now? To turn that little voice into your own personal hype girl, one who encourages you when things don't go right, who believes in you when you're doing something new, and most importantly, gives you some grace when you change your mind. And if you're sitting there feeling guilty for changing your mind or first wanting something more, something bigger than you have right now, it's time for you to think about how far you've come and be proud of yourself for even thinking that you want something more, because it means you're one step closer to figuring it out or working toward that vision. But if that's a little too fluffy for you, let's try this on for size. Last year, I created a massive wall calendar because I am a very visual person. If you follow me on social media, you've likely seen it in the background of some of my videos. And I couldn't find one in a store that solved my problem. I like being able to see the big picture in the entire calendar year while also seeing all the details. So I worked with a designer to create one that helps me keep track of everything going on in my life, both personally and in my business. I put all the tasks that I need to get done in there with checkboxes, because who doesn't love crossing things off when they're done? Am I right? But beyond that, it's a goal-setting calendar that starts with the annual goals and then breaks those down into quarterly milestones, monthly deliverables, and daily tasks. And then at the end of each month, there's a reflection section where I write in my general thoughts on how the month went, my biggest win for the month, the best moment that I had, and the lesson that I learned. And it was so important for me to include those because now at the end of every quarter, I can look back and remind myself of everything that I achieved. I can be proud of myself for the hard things I handled, and I can see how far I've come. Because in the day-to-day moments, it's so freaking hard to see it sometimes. We're going through our daily motions, just doing what we need to do, and sometimes we just don't see it. So reflecting on each month and then again each quarter is my reminder to be proud of myself, to be my own cheerleader, and see how much progress I've made. And if you're sitting there thinking, that's great, Emily, but how does a calendar relate to pivoting? Pivoting is all about information. Something happens or you realize something, aka you're getting more information, and then you make a decision and you go. Some are big, some are small, but if you're currently in a transition period or you're feeling like it's time to make a transition, I want you to think about everything you accomplished this quarter. And if this was a tough quarter for you, go back even further, go into last year, or even all of the things that got you to where you are right now. Visualize all of the things that you did, all of the wins that you had, all the lessons that you learned from the losses, the moments that stood out to you most. All of those things got you to where you are right now, every single one of them. And you are a different person as a result of it. And that's a good thing, because you wouldn't be happy if your life was just on repeat every day for the rest of your life. We only have one shot at this thing. And while it's so easy to fall into the, well, what will people think mindset trap, my response to that is fuck them. You deserve to be happy. You deserve to get everything you want out of life, no questions asked. And if that means changing directions, I hope this podcast has helped you realize even a little bit that everyone pivots multiple times in their life. You'd be surprised how many people connect with me and share their story about how they flipped their business or their career completely upside down and are now a million times happier for it. It's time for you to be happier too. And this is advice that I'm actively taking. I've been working behind the scenes on some really exciting things business-wise, things that feel way more aligned with what lights me up. And of course, at the beginning, I was wondering, what will people think? But I know the impact that I can have and the amount of entrepreneurs and business owners that I can serve as a result of this pivot. And I focused my energy and my thoughts on that mission and that mission alone. And there's more to come on that. But if you need to borrow some confidence to get you through your pivot right now, please know that I believe in you. And somewhere, someone needs what you have to offer, even if you don't realize it yet. I hope this episode was helpful for you. I'm rooting for you, girl, and I'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much for listening in. If you loved this episode, it would mean the world to me if you'd share it on social media to help other women feel exactly like you do right now. Just be sure to tag me so I can personally thank you. And if you love the podcast but aren't ready to tell the world about your next career move, a review would be just as amazing. Thanks again, girl, and I'll talk to you soon.